Welcome to Build Your Empire. Today I am joined by two absolute legends who are in Spain at the moment. They were in Denmark when we met a little bit over 3 years ago now. And these guys are, you know, a couple who I hold very dear to my heart. They're definitely people who have, you know, run on this journey alongside me, which is amazing. So welcome. We have Mikhail and Miranda, who, you know, are phenomenal in the online space. When we met, we had, these guys had just started their second or third boot camp, and they'll share a little bit more about that as we go on. And now they're on to their 23rd boot camp in the online space. So welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us, yes. Melanie, and it's amazing seeing you again. Yeah, when you say we are phenomenal in the online space, you know, I don't feel that, but when you say it, I felt it in my stomach, you know, and it really takes a lot of skills to develop. It takes a lot of time to really get the foundation and the understanding, the confidence to go out there and really build that dream of yours. You know, are we phenomenal? Yeah, we probably are, but that's not what we feel. We feel that we are changing people's lives every day.
That's so amazing. So look, tell us a little bit about, you know, you guys as a partnership, you know, your online business journey. I'm sure it hasn't been all bells and whistles. I like to call it business bipolar. You know, one day it's up, one day it's down. So tell us a little bit about, you know, who you guys are due to being able to create your dream in the online space.
Well, wow, that was deep. So I love that you say that there are these ups and downs, because there definitely is. So when we started this journey, we were coming from 12 years of struggling in the network marketing industry, and found this space of attraction marketing. And the minute we started seeing the possibilities of building a business online, we never looked back. That was the first step of just forgetting everything that happened before and just moving forward. We knew everything about being consistent and all of that, but in that moment, there was nothing that we felt that this was it. We had to make it successfully, not working for somebody else. We just had to embrace every single skill.
Yeah.
So we started that journey of learning everything we could and implement everything that we could from that day on. And when we found our tribe of people that struggled with the same things as us, that was blown away by the aha moments that we gained every single day, we started our first boot camp. And that was the first time in those 12 years that we just jumped into something that we had no idea how to do, because we never did that. We was never in front of so many people. And online, Michael started from nothing. He had 35 friends on Facebook and never used a computer. So so 4 months in, we decided to create this online bootcamp, and that was the biggest aha moment of our life, that we could actually share our struggles, our aha moments with other people, with a massive amount of people, not one by one, but with a massive amount of people. And the feedback we got actually created our first mentoring group. And Michael quit his job because he was like, if we can do this once, we can do it over and over again. So over the period of 6 months, actually, we created a really stable income. Nice. And we kept going, but we really struggled on really finding a tool that could help people be passionate. Because that was what it was about. We wanted to teach people these aha moments of really loving what you are doing. Really being passionate to the core. And we kept talking about it on our boot camps, but we never really got, you know, to the point where we could show people what that really means. So we found the passion test at one point. That is almost 2 years ago. We found the passion test and created our own strategy called passionate marketing. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, it became so important to us to be passionate and aligned.
Yeah.
And that's actually where the downside comes, because then we figured out that what there was a lot of things in our life at that time, even though that we were successful, there were so many things that we were not aligned with. So we had to close a few doors. We had to say goodbye to a really good income because we were so unaligned with what we were doing or the platform we were affiliated with.
Yeah.
And we started over from that, from scratch. And that is actually 16 months ago, we started over again, totally from scratch. And wow. Build up our own training platform, our own way of doing things. Of course, the foundation is our strategy called Passionate Marketing. But yes, it's not just riding a wave of success. We have had, it's become our integrity and our alignment with what we do has been our driving force. And we have to keep true to that, because otherwise we are not authentic. We cannot help other people do the same. So yeah, there is definitely a downside, but it's also been the best decisions we've ever made. The times that we have closed the door, we have just thrived even more. So the bottom line is that our consistency has taken us to these places where we could take these decisions of, wait, if we can do it once, we can definitely do it over and over again. Yeah. So starting from a point of being struggling for 12 years to come to a part now, there is nothing that actually scares us. If there is, you know, we actually grew our business even more during the COVID because we had all that time and we knew people were sitting alone at home, but we didn't use that opportunity to go out there and tell them to build a business online. We spend that time building more relationships. So we are not scared about things going down because we know we can always do it over and over again. 4 years ago, I would have said, I've done that over and over again, nothing happens. So so that's definitely the biggest thing that if I look back, who we are today is that whatever comes our way, we know we have the basic skills of building a thriving business.
Yeah, and you've just made me think, you know, it was only, you know, just over 12 months that I did it myself, you know, started from scratch and rebuilt. And, you know, what took me 18 months to do the first time took me 4 to do the second, you know, and 5 times bigger. So tell me, you know, I guess what I see a lot, and you guys would see it as well in the online space, is when something doesn't work, people quit. You know, as soon as they kind of see it, you know, not going the way that they want it to, or, you know, that business that they started doesn't earn them 6 figures in the first week and they give up, right? What is it that you would say to those people in that space right now? They have an online business, you know, maybe they've just hit go. What are some tips that you could give them in order to, like you said, stay consistent, stay focused, find their alignment? Because there's a lot of boxes to tick, yeah?
Oh. It's one of our favorite topics, actually.
You know, all the topics are our favorite topics. And let me try to answer it with taking it back to where Miranda started, yeah? And you know, when everything changed, when we broke free from what was not working, allowed ourselves to become students and learn something people were talking about. Attraction marketing. This was brand new. This was brand new. So we started that. When I went on Facebook and had 35 friends on Facebook, was my oldest kids that made a profile for me and added their friends from school.
Wow.
I didn't even know how to do a smiley, but I soon discovered that because I let go of the money mindset, I let go of the outcome, and I start building myself into becoming an attractive character, a person of value, building my integrity, building my posture, building my attitude. Not only that, and most important, building my human skills,
mm-hmm.
building my communication skills. And guess what happened, Melanie? Guess what happened? In 11 months, I broke 2 world records in leadership. Wow. I was the first with Miranda also to be in Business From Home magazine. The first people from Denmark ever to be featured in Business From Home magazine. We are now in Spain, in 400 square meter home. We have a cook, we have a, a gardener, we have a woman cleaning, that's the cook's mom. Everything is up and running. And it all comes from building relationships. So if people are running around out there and trying to sell their product, it's exactly the problem. The best way to sell something is to sell nothing at all. Yeah, we need to understand. This is what our strategy is built around. I even have it tattooed on my body, massive person of value. When we become massive persons of value and we build our personal brand, not branding our product, not branding our opportunity, our company, our whatever, but branding us, because in the end, people follow people.
Yeah.
When we understood that, that's where everything changed.
Game.
That's where everything changed. But the feeling that we could allow ourselves to be ourselves 100%, that was amazing. Let me tell you a statistic. 5% in the world have the selling gene. 5% in the world have the selling gene. 95% don't. And if you go out there and try to sell something and you don't have that selling gene, you will try to be somebody you're not. And people will smell you a mile away. Wow. So why keep yourself in the not feel good state, doing things that makes you uncomfortable, facing your fears? No, Magic Mike here says, you don't have to face your fears. You have to face yourself. You have to face yourself, figure out who you are, what's most important for you. Follow that passion, because consistency that she talked about comes from passion. It is what keeps you happy and fulfilled and what keeps you going every single day, even if it's raining outside.
Yeah.
It keeps you going every single day, no matter what the journey looks like. Okay, so when we find ourselves and understand how to give ourselves away to other people, that's when we start leading ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we lead ourselves, we know exactly how to lead other people. So if people listening to this are running around like headless chickens, confused why it's working for this guy, but not for them, the intention is everything. Intention is everything. What is your intention when you go out there and build your business? Is it for you to earn money, or is it to change somebody's life, maybe lift somebody, do something that lifts you? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are here. The reason why we have what we have and we are where we are comes from the relationships we have built. We have mentor clients from all over the world that will never, ever stop their mentorship in our mentoring group ever. Because we changed their life, their business turned around, and now they cannot live without us. Because we know how to lead them. We are 4 years in front of them, 2 years in front of them, 1 year in front of them. And we are just showing people exactly the steps that we took ourselves. So to answer your question, you need passion. You need to understand who you are, how to give yourself away. If you are struggling in whatever business you have to reset.
Yeah.
You have to allow yourself to start over, gain some new knowledge. Yeah. Specialized knowledge. This is what we are looking for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we don't have that, we will not be above average. Everybody is here, but they want to be here. How do we get here? We grow into that person, right? We grow into our future self.
So many amazing points that have just, like, they've smacked me in the face. Where I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I remember somebody saying to me, you must go first. You must go where you're heading and wait for yourself to catch up. And I remember thinking, that doesn't really work in my head, you know, but it wasn't until it clicked that I was like, oh, wow. You, like you said, you must hold yourself like a leader. You must act like a leader. You must do what a leader does. You can't wait until you get there to be that person. You have to be that person first, which is so incredibly valuable, right? I think if everyone could just grab that one piece and put it into action, life would look very, very different for a lot of people.
You know, self-awareness is key. And it's no secret that we help people in online marketing, affiliate marketing, people that do their own candles and want to brand themselves online. Whoever wants to build something from home, our strategy works for them. Okay. So when, how can I explain this? You know what I wanted to say?
No,
go ahead.
But I want to add, because the question you asked before is also, I can even give you, because this is our passion, to really get people to understand. So why are they quitting within a week, within 4 months? Well, first of all, we do go through these growth zones. And yes, most people quit within the first 3 months because suddenly it doesn't feel good. We don't feel that things are working, the things we are doing are not working, or it feels like, you know, we don't like to feel uncomfortable. And at the minute we feel uncomfortable with what we are doing, we stop doing it because then it doesn't work. So this is something we have experienced a lot of times. Yeah. The first time we were almost because we decided not to quit and we were going to learn everything. But the first point we went through was through our boot camp. Before that, because who are we going out there and telling people all of this stuff? We'd start talking this negative self-talk to ourselves. And this is a process you will have to go through. If you don't go through it, you will quit. And guess what? When you go through it, you will get on the other side even better than before. This is what we call the growth zone. And you will go through it every 3, 4 months, 6 months sometimes. There will be this point where you will have to grow because now you're ready to become, you know, a better version of yourself. Or maybe you need to create something new. Maybe you need to create a podcast, something for yourself, or maybe you need to be more aligned. And this is what happens with people. They, when they get into this valley of death, growth zone, whatever we call it, they feel uncomfortable and they decide to stop. Because, oh, it doesn't feel good. I cannot go through this. But if you allow yourself to go through these, I will not recommend doing it alone. But if you push through and really go through these zones, you will become that person you want to become. But if you are not doing it, well, then you can start over a year from now. You'll be exactly the same place. And this is what we tell all our mentor clients, that you will have to recognize these periods because they will be there. When you're growing as a person, when you're building an online business, a brand, there's no way you will not go through these zones. And you, when you guys that are listening have this knowledge now, please write it somewhere that the minute you start feeling uncomfortable, you need to reach out to a mentor, a coach or something and really work through these feelings because they have to be there for you to grow. There is no way around it at all.
Yeah, that's so valuable. So, you know, based on what we've covered so far, you know, consistency, getting uncomfortable, making sure you have a mentor. I think what I see a lot of is people, you know, they don't want to invest. Yeah, they've got this mentality that, you know, I can't afford it, but you can't afford not to. Yeah, because you can only get yourself to a certain level. So tell me, and I know what this was for me, but what was it for you guys when you entered the world of personal development? And it might be different, I'm sure it might be for both of you. What was that one book, podcast, documentary that just made you go, oh my goodness, you're kidding me? What was that penny drop for you?
You're going to be surprised.
There would be several.
No, you will be surprised when I tell you that for me is none.
None, okay.
Because when I went into the journey of turning myself into my own business, when I understood that it's all about me, it is all about my connection with other people, how I become part of their story, what kind of feeling I leave in them, then I built everything up that we have today with Miranda.
Yeah.
Do we follow the great people in network marketing? No, we do not. Mm. No, we do not, because 97% in the industry are struggling.
Yeah.
So the big heavyweights and the old school strategies they have in the industry of network marketing, MLM, and so on, It's a virus. People are struggling. They don't know what to do. And when they jump on a call with me and I ask them, so when you're not a mother, a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a colleague, then who are you?
Yeah.
And most of them start crying because they have no freaking idea. That's where we need to start. Okay. Yeah. And when I have a network marketer in front of me asking me questions and confused because there's nobody joining his business. And then I ask him, so why should I join you? And I even go like point at him. And then he starts talking about his opportunity, his product, his compensation plan, his leadership, the vision. No. You misunderstood. Why should I join you? Most people don't have an answer. You ask me why you should join me, I can talk for an hour. How I'm gonna hold your hand, how I'm gonna build you up, how I'm gonna take you from here to there, what kind of steps you're gonna take. I'm gonna tell you everything. I'm not going to send you to somebody else. I'm going to lead you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there is no book, but there is, of course, Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary was right in the beginning. We went in on an 8-hour drive to our family in Amsterdam, in Holland, from Denmark. And Miranda found some kind of guy, 8 hours, named Crush It. Yes. And then she put it on the radio. And all the way, we listened to this guy. On the way back, 4 days after, on the way back, Miranda told me I had 9 days to go for the world record in leadership. If I saw myself doing it. And we just started driving home to Denmark. I said, 9 days, you must be crazy. I freaking did it.
Yeah.
I did it. Yes. Okay. And you know, it's just, we have to take control. We have to figure out. You cannot listen to 16 different strategies and think that they will work for you. You have to find one strategy that works, and then you have to run with it. And talking about mentors, yes, I definitely recommend a mentor. Not somebody that's looking for you to go out and make more money for them. Not an upline's upline, but somebody that's out of that, that can sit with you when you're frustrated and tell you that it's all about the relationship building and nothing else. My job is pretty simple. Yeah, because when I ask a network marketer and they are confused and say, I had a great start. I sold 4 or 5 products. I signed 2 different people in, and then my business stops. And I said, really? So maybe you should have more friends, because the people you sign in was your sister, your mother, your best friend from high school, your colleague from work, and then your business stops. What does that mean for you? Because in the industry, they tell you to write a list of 100 people to start contacting. Maybe they should tell you to write a list of all the friends you have that know, like, and trust you in your life.
Yeah.
And if you only have 4, then you should do like me and go get thousands.
Yeah.
And then start creating super fans, because that's what it's all about. So in the end, relationship building, relationship building, relationship building. Always. I will scream it all day long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I answer?
Yes.
Because I have another, well, I agree. But I will say that there is one tool, book, and the tool is the passion test. Definitely changed our way of looking at our whole business and on helping other people. So the passion test done by Janet Bray Atwood is a life-changing. We use it in our daily life, for our kids, for everything we do, and in our business, and the same does our mentor clients. Then the next book is can be a surprise for some people, because most online marketers have read it, and it's actually Beach Money with Jordan Adler. And it's not about earning money on the beach. The core of his book is relationship building. How he collects his contacts and how he treats them.
Yeah,
that's the. And I think there is too little about this topic in the whole industry of online marketing, because most people we meet actually say, well, it's a waste of time to building relationships. And I'm like, wow. I'm totally blown away of leaders saying this. I'm not teaching my team or my affiliates, whatever it is, to build relationships, because it's a waste of time, and they don't know how to do it. I'm like, we've done it since we were born. So that is the biggest lie of them all. But the quality and the value of a network is unspoken.
Yeah.
And that, in my, well, I've read it here and there in small, one page in a book. But if you go back and read Jordan Adler's Beach Money and really focus on that skill of building relationships, you will not look at your business the same way ever again.
Mm-hmm. So true. And, you know, I'm going through this at the moment. I've got some coaches at the moment, and, you know, they keep saying to me, Mel, like, you just work in your genius. You just know what your genius is and you just go and do it. And my genius is communication. It always has been. Hence why attraction marketing was something that just made so much sense. Because, listen, if somebody wants to buy my product, join my team, be, you know, in my coaching program, whatever, whatever, no matter what I'm doing, you know, if I can get them to a point where, you know, whether or not they do any of those things or not, what I've found in the, you know, almost 7 years in the online space is that I have a hell of a lot of people that cheer me on no matter what. I've never bought your product and you never bought mine. And look, we've cheered each other on for years now. So to me, you know, that's priceless. And I think in some of the toughest times of my life, which have panned out in the last not very long, you know what? It was the online space that kept me going. It was people who I've never met face to face, but we are like this. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Comes to mind. You know, I've never met this woman and she'll send me messages and she's like, you're awesome. You're amazing. Keep your chin up. Like, you know, you've got this. And I'm thinking, wow, like I've had more fulfilling relationships online than some of them that I've had for 10 or 15 years face to face.
And you know what? Because you're yourself 100%.
Well, yes.
You're yourself 100%. You bring massive power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're yourself 100%. Why is it that people stand outside a hotel waiting for a person like Paris Hilton to leave the hotel and jump into a limo and drive away? They stand all night waiting, 5,000 people to see that. Why? What is it that makes people so fascinated? It's because the person they're waiting for allows themselves to be themselves and they don't give a damn about other people's opinions, right? And that's exactly what also changed for us. We didn't give a damn about what people will think, that we broke free and started doing our own thing. And that's how we allowed ourselves to be ourselves 100%. What you see here is what you get. Yes. So amazing, amazing it is. Amazing relationships all over the world we have. And many of them pay us a lot of money every month.
Yeah.
You know, and we can go anywhere in the world and somebody will pick us up in the airport and make sure that we are in good hands. Yeah, we should. Every time we go, we make a post on Facebook. We have people in line to pick us up. And yeah. Take us home and feed us barbecue chicken.
Chicken. It's like having an accommodation all over the world, isn't it? It's
yes.
Like
this is people that live inside our computer, right? They live inside our computer, but I make it my mission to get people on our face-to-face call to get to know them even better. So they see my body language. They can look me in my eye. I can look them in their eye and build even more relationship. You see, because the more I know about them, the better I can serve them a solution to their problem. Not a product, not an opportunity. I serve a solution to their problem. And that's why people take their hand, put their dent in their pocket and take their hard-earned money and give it to us because we are the solution to their problem. That's and you can only be that if you come with love and gratitude. Mm. The intention has to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have people have to grow in. That's the personal development we have to go through for in our universe to make everything work as it does. You know, it is love and gratitude, loving on people, building massive relationships, really being there for them, not doing it for the money, because we understand that the best way to sell something is to sell nothing at all. And we also understand we don't have to sell a lot of products to earn a lot of money. We just have to help a lot of people.
Yeah.
And now we're just helping a lot of people and we are helping a lot of people. And we have built an affiliate program. So we have a lot more of us like clones going out there screaming our strategy. And we have had that for like 3 months now and it's going freaking amazing. These affiliates have brought 111 people in 1 week to our group.
Wow. That's
in 1 week. Because they feel the power of the strategy. They are allowed to be themselves now. They have totally changed. Their family feels it. They're a happier person, happier mom, happier husbands. And now they want to go and do the same.
But yeah. because you guys took that step, because you guys stepped out of the norm, because you stepped into your power and your purpose and your passion and you found that alignment, you will now give permission to thousands of people to go and do the same thing. And that's honestly hand on heart what I feel about being in the online space. It doesn't matter about the rank or the network marketing company or the, none of it matters.
No.
I've given so many women, especially for me, the permission to step into their power just yes. by doing it first.
Let's get everybody listening back to reality and tell them that it's not money they really want.
Yeah.
is happiness and fulfillment. And we are all blinded that we want the millions, we want the millions, and we want the millions. But if we think about it, if we have $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 a month, would we not live a happy, fulfilled life full of time, freedom, or whatever? Mm. Will we not that for $10,000? Think about it, everybody listening. Are you going for the millions or are you going for happiness and fulfillment? Because we can tell you straight up from personal experience that it doesn't mean a thing to be a millionaire. when we became that from one day to the other, we didn't feel any differently because we are not in it for the money. And that's exactly why the money came. We are not in it for the money. So if you can, you know, do whatever you can to get an income that you have in your current job so you can quit and then spend that time to triple that amount, will that not be worth going on a freaking 1 year, 18 month journey to get there?
Yeah.
Will it not be worth it? Of course it will. Of course it will. You know, so let's get down to earth again and say, okay, this can actually be done for anyone listening. Mm. If they just forget about the money and figure out what kind of steps to take for them to start earning the same as they do now, so they can quit their job and triple the amount.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can take yourself to the next level and you can take yourself to the next level. And at some point you will be able to do exactly what you want to do. And you understand the power you bring and you understand what kind of tools you need for helping people. And here comes mastering yourself into multiple streams of income. And this is what we teach people in our free group on Facebook. Mastering yourself into multiple streams of income. We have 8 now. And they are all aligned with each other. They are all tools to help people with. And if we have somebody that needs help, if it's not the one income stream or the other, maybe it's the third or the fourth. Yeah, we also have multiple people in 3, 4, 5 of our income stream at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they want to do exactly the same as us. And the tools are aligned in our passionate toolbox. Yes. And now it doesn't matter if one income stream collapses because everything else keeps us up. Right. And now we are finally secure. 4 years in. Come on. 4 years in to be here and not go bowling with your friends, not do all that, but really follow your passions, choose in favor of your passions so you can come closer your passions. And then you can choose in favor of them and say, no, thank you, no bowling, because I need to spend 6 hours here building relationships so I can reach my goals instead of spending 6 hours drinking beer and playing bowling. You see? And then come time management, prioritizing, and so on. Of course, it's a puzzle that needs to get together, but it can be done for anyone. We have totally normal people in our mentoring groups and they are all doing freaking amazing, but only the ones that take their mentor calls. So going back to, do we need a mentor? Do we need a coach? I'm not a coach, I'm a mentor. I'm a passion test consultant. Miranda is a passion test facilitator. She's a self-love master trainer. And this is what we do. We align people with themselves so they find themselves, so they know how to go out and build a personal brand. Okay, so that is what the power that we bring, you know.
And it's so powerful. It's when once you grasp it, you know, and it does. It takes a little while to grasp it because it's noisy out there. There's a lot going on. The view does look exactly the same from the top. It looks the same. You wake up and you feel the same. You might have some really nice morning rituals that you do now, you know, or you might drive a nicer car and you might live in a nicer house, but the view, you're the same person, you know, and it's so incredibly powerful when you can be the same person you were when you started, a better evolved version, but like you said, bringing that raw reality to it. And, you know, I think, you know, showcasing the good and the bad. You know, it can't all just be bells and whistles, you know.
We always tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Because they get that all over the place. They get that all over the place. Yeah. And when we look at the few books in this industry that we are in that actually helps people, and looking at the majority of books that do not help people and have people be in that struggle where they are today, it's all about prospecting. It's all about all of that. But trust me, if you are not freaking amazing at copywriting, building things and funnels and capture pages and so on, if you don't have that understanding and the finances to do so, you're screwed. If you don't go back, build relationships with the right people, have the right intention, with the right people at the right place for you to get the right result.
Yeah.
And for that to happen, you need to meet people. Yeah, we have seven pillars to success. You need to go through them for everything to be up and running. Yeah.
It's like reverse engineering, isn't it? Like you kind of have to picture what everything's going to look like and then work backwards, you know, in order to get there. And I remember someone saying to me, Mel, you just need to, and this blew my mind, you just need to live within your values. And I thought to myself, wow, my values are communication, inspiration, and adventure. So if I just go and have heaps of fun and talk to heaps of people,
you're living a happy life.
Right? And I remember thinking, I don't know what drugs this person is on, but there is no way that can be it. There's like no way. I can't believe people pay this person money to be told this stuff. And you know what? I stand here now, you know, multi-millionaire, and go, oh my God, that was exactly it. All I had to do was get aligned, live within my values, and do all the things I love, and voila, you know, your business flourishes.
Yes, and that's the core of what we do with our mentoring clients inside our little family called the Dream Team Elite. It is to show them how to turn their passion into cash, turning their passion into their income, you know, and going out there and connecting with people that have the same passion or inspired by their passion. So now they understand not to talk to everybody, but only talk to the people that can lift them when they lift each other, right? And when we put people in this space, in their little universe, they explode. Just like you, when you let go and now you look back, it's exactly what you were told. If you can just keep yourself in the feel-good state, the universe got you back. And when you are aligned with your passions, the right people and situations will appear in your life. There's no way around it. But not if you have a bad feeling inside.
Yeah.
It has to be a good feeling inside all the time. It's so important. So important, because this is what the universe hears. Yeah. And we think we can do a vision board and we can think and grow rich. Yeah. We can think and grow rich. No, it's not possible. It's called upside down, inside out. You can tell yourself all day long that you will become a millionaire and you can send that out to the universe and you can put your Lamborghini on your vision board. But if you go to sleep and right before you go to sleep, you tell yourself it's never going to happen. You're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. This is what the universe hears.
Yeah.
So before you get that feeling you can send out there that is so powerful that things will happen for you, you have to look inside. The inside job is the hardest job in the world, Melanie. And that's why so many people are unhappy. 13% in the world, 13 are passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
I don't know about your math, if it's good or not, but that means that 87% in the world are not.
Wow.
That is freaking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are here to change that.
Yeah. And the world's changing, you know, and I think obviously COVID and, you know, we've got digital currency and, you know, it's all in front of us right now. I mean, everything is shifting and it's so crazy to see everybody's like, it doesn't exist. It doesn't, it's not happening. It's not. And it's like, just let it all happen. You know, all of these things, whatever it is, will come into fruition. But are you covered? Do you have a backup plan? What are you going to do if the currency fell apart? You know, what are you going to do if you got fired tomorrow? And I think that now is more scarier than ever. Yet there's still so many people stuck in that mindset, you know, of I'm just going to go to work and I'm just going to get.
I'm sorry, but I can add something that makes it even more scary.
Sure.
Yeah. Just to give an aha moment to everybody listening, that exactly what you're talking about now. If you do not have an online presence in 1 to 2 years from now, you are a nobody.
Yeah.
You are a nobody. It is now. It is time now. If you want to build an online business from home, it is now. If you want to do it being fulfilled and happy, you have to work with humans. You want to sell golf balls that you find in the lake, then you do a funnel, you make a capture page, and then you drive traffic there and you can sell your golf balls and have no contact with anybody and earn your money. Again, I tell you, money is not what you're looking for. You're looking for happiness and fulfillment. And that comes from working with people.
Yeah.
The money you are looking for comes from the responsibility you have for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the responsibility we have for people that made us come here, where we are today. So if you are a nobody, you better get going. 1 to 2 years, it's over. Then yeah. It's going to be real hard to stand out online.
So true. And, you know, I think for us that are already in the online space, you know, you can see there's so many more people now. You know, I remember it was like, oh, my God, you're a rock star. And now it's like, wow, there's hundreds of rock stars. There's thousands of rock stars.
Yeah, but you see many of them are faking it till they make it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. And that's also a huge problem. And it's just been a thing. It's just a thing on Instagram. It's just a thing that you fake it till you make it, you know. And leaders even scream it out there: fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the leader that told me those exact words, and it just never resonated. It never resonated with me.
Of course not. And today, you know, if you look at it, marketers ruin everything: email, Facebook. All over the place, products, this, that, marketers all over the place in your inboxes. Do you open all your emails? Like 99% of my emails are somebody trying to sell me something, you know? So we really need to stand out. We need to create our own voice. We need to be noticed. And before that happens, we have to put ourselves in front of people. And then it will turn around and it will start coming back to you. Then you are starting to attract people with your personality. That means that you are your own business for the rest of your life, and you're not depending on a product that may be bought from another company tomorrow and then you're out of business.
Okay. I was thinking that while I was driving today, actually. I thought, wow, it's such a nice feeling to just be like, we're good, especially with children, especially with a young family, you know, we're good. And it doesn't matter whether we get shut down, it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. What happens, we do it, you know? And I think that in itself is, to me, the meaning of success, because we're good. And as a mum, you know, with young children, I know that I can provide for my family no matter what. Because A, I can learn new skills. B, I don't mind being uncomfortable. And C, like you said, that attraction marketing, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm always going to have people that are following what I do, because it's, you know, you've become that version of yourself that people want to be around.
Hey, you create super fans. You create super fans, and you might even not know.
Yes.
You might even not know. We had people from India that have been watching us for 6 months, and suddenly they came out of nowhere and they have been using our strategy, and we are the kings and queens of marketing. They never said a word.
Wow.
You know, they just kept one eye on us and then one eye on their work, you know. It's just a great feeling, and it's possible for anyone. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And you know what? This has to be one of the best podcasts, I think, when it comes to, like, it's just straight down the line. You know, there's no fluff. There's no bullshit. This is for real. You know, if you don't find a way to make whatever it is that you're working on work for you, then you're going to be working for someone, and you stay right where you are. Like you said, you're going to stay where you are in that painful place. So to wrap this up, you know, I would love for you to A, tell us where, you know, anyone that's listening can find you guys. If you've resonated with them, then definitely, you know, let us know where we can find you guys.
You know what? First of all, I want to tell everybody listening, I want to, of course, thank them, but I also have always been ready to jump face to face with somebody absolutely for free to get to understand who they are and then explain a bigger picture for them. Yeah. And the aha moments are the best moments in life. I will be absolutely honored if somebody contacted me and said, Melanie is my friend. I saw the podcast. Can we have a meeting? That will be an absolute honor for us. You know what? You might believe it or not, but we built an empire just using Facebook. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to find us, you go to Facebook, you send us a friend request, Michael Masters Van Gogh or Miranda, and you know, connect. Come tell us you saw this. Let's see what we can do for you. Yeah. We have a boot camp going on right now. A 5-day free boot camp is only day two today. It's still like 8 hours before we go live inside the group. If people want to be there, come listen to why passion is important, why mindset is important, why the personal brand, the marketing skills. And then we will take them through the seven pillars. We didn't talk about the seven pillars here that we created, but they can get it on the other side. Yeah.
Awesome.
So you bring it on. I dare you to contact us and I will change your life. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I wish, you know what? I wish that I had people like you in my space 7 years ago, you know, when.
Same here.
I mean, anyone listening to this, so, you know, people are going to be listening to this over all sorts of platforms, but also they can watch it on YouTube as well. Like, take them up on this offer because,
please.
You know, what have you got to lose, for one? And you know what? It might just change your life. Which is
it's true, no doubt that I will bring a lot of fun and aha moments. It is gonna be me that they will be meeting because they call me Magic Mentor Mike for a reason, and I will get to know what your struggles are. I will get to know what kind of solutions you're looking for, okay? And then you can start taking the steps that will move you forward, becoming a better version every day, but also coming a step closer. Seeing is believing. If we don't see the steps and the picture in front of us, we will never know where to go and we will never start. Yeah. So again, Melanie, thank you so much for having us.
If you want the part two,
you just let me know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? Right. But maybe we can do part two and I can be sitting in Spain with you.
Yay!
And
let me show you around a little. We are in our downstairs. There is two.
Oh my goodness.
We have a little piece of paradise for you guys here. You are welcome. Just let us know first.
Lock it in. As soon as I can get out of the country, I'm heading your way.
Yeah, I can write you a working contract and you're allowed to come.
Oh, we need to talk.
But then you will be working for me, Melanie. Okay, let's see what happens. Yeah. But thank you so much. And thanks for everybody listening. It's been an honor to serve you guys. And again, you know, don't stand in your own way. You are the key to your own success.
I love it.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.
The same to you. Bye.
Bye.